So is it that there's some special kind of intelligence that enables us to move towards Krishna? Because there are sometimes people who are very intelligent materially, but they are not at all inclined towards Krishna. Yes, definitely. See, even material life, they talk about different kinds of intelligence. Sometimes they talk about seven types of intelligences. You know, spatial, linguistic intelligence, mathematical intelligence, logical intelligence, interpersonal intelligence, intrapersonal intelligence. Like that, they have different kinds of intelligences. So a person might be very good at mathematical intelligence, but that person's language skills may be very poor. Just that there can be a variety of intelligences even in the material field. So similarly, when we talk about spiritual intelligence, it primarily centers on differentiating between the temporary and the eternal, between the short term and the long term, in terms of the temporary and the eternal. And that intelligence is not something that intellectuals naturally have. See, intellectual means they have information processing capacity. It may be in terms of memorizing things, speaking things, analyzing things. All this is information processing. And those who are intellectuals, that means those who have, we could say, one characteristic of a Brahmana, that intelligence, they may not necessarily have all the characteristics of a Brahmana. So if they have the information processing capacity, now that is simply a gift that some people get from their previous life. Just like some people may have good looks from their previous life. Some people may have a very healthy physique from their previous life. Like that, some people, because of some karma that they have, some good karma that they have done in their previous life, they have that capacity for processing information very well. Now that information processing capacity can be powerfully used in Krishna service. But it is not automatic that it will be used in Krishna service. So Buddhi Maharani also says that some Janma Ishvara Shruta Shribhir Edhaman Mudhapaman Naivarhatya Vidatumai Tvamakinchana Gochara. Somebody has a lot of intelligence, they may not feel the need for Krishna. And thus they may not go towards Krishna. So it is not that intelligence of any kind is always a blessing in the process of bhakti. So usually the intelligence that we talk about, which is favorable for bhakti, is the intelligence that is based on Shastra. The intelligence that is in harmony with Shastra. So that intelligence is what will take us towards Krishna. And if we use our information processing abilities to strengthen our understanding of that scriptural knowledge, then that is the intelligence which will take us closer towards Krishna. So mere information processing capacity is not necessarily anukul to bhakti. Although it can be, it is not in itself. And sometimes even some people who are atheists, you know, they can be brilliant in terms of memorizing things, they can be brilliant in terms of analyzing things. Some of the atheistic critiques of religion, they are insightful in their own way. They are analyzing religion and they are exposing religion. They are doing an intelligent job over there. But their intelligence is only in terms of skepticism and rejection. They are not moving forwards. So information processing capacity alone is not the kind of intelligence that takes us closer to Krishna. It is intelligence that is in harmony with scripture. And an intelligence that deepens our conviction about the knowledge that is given in scripture. That is what takes us closer towards Krishna. Does that answer your question? So thank you very much. So we'll have a break for...